So let's put all this into perspective then with an example scenario. So let's say we're a UK-based company and we're looking to expand into the EU and Asia. So what the senior financial executive would do, which is what's in the syllabus, is first of all then evaluate the UK-EU trade and cooperation agreement, because that's the big trade agreement. So we'd understand the provisions of the agreement, what's the tariff-free trade for most goods, and what's the compliance with EU regulations like. As we want to go into Asia, we'd assess the opportunities in Asia, so we'd analyse the impact of the UK's trade agreements with countries like Japan, and ongoing negotiations with India, isn't there? We would then advise on the market entry strategies and potential benefits that we'd get from those reduced tariffs. Once we've done that, then we've got an understanding, we can then develop a strategic plan to optimise the supply chain, considering the benefits of the common markets like the EU single market and the potential new agreements in Asia. And of course, all that time we'll be monitoring trade policy developments, keeping track of ongoing negotiations and changes in trade policies to advise the business on adapting its strategies accordingly.